Hello and welcome to another In Between the Seasons special episode of A Thousand Shades of Green, celebrating brand new books from some of our previously featured writers. Today, I am thrilled to be reading a selection of poems from Welcome to the Museum of a Life, the strikingly inventive and imaginative new collection from season two featured writer Sue Finch. It is my absolute pleasure to share Sue's incredible writing for a second time on A Thousand Shades of Green. And so, without further ado, we enter the foyer of Sue Finch's Museum of a Life. Foyer. On entering this museum of a life, visitors are free to move amongst the galleries at will. However, we would suggest that visitors should begin at Gallery 1. And so, as advised in the foyer, we begin in Gallery 1. A gallery of childhood. The poem I've chosen to share from this gallery is called A Garden Pond. I had never seen so many shades of darkness, difficult to distinguish dark brown from burnished black. I was happy there, staring. My reflection stared back, rippled. I wanted to kiss it. I already knew there were countless versions of green, pure lime green, dark army green, fairy tale frog green, the endless mixing in of yellow. A snail with an algaed shell moved as if in outer space. I was close to gripping it. Then I was right in there amongst bouncy pondweed, straggly ribbons of leaves, and those shades of brown and black in close-up. Oh, the depths of it! I was so cold amongst the stale green smell, but happy. They shouldn't have ripped me from it just to wrap me in a stranger's dog blanket. Rough wool held me silent all the way home. The air had chilled me to the bone. Gray dog hairs stuck to my lips. From Gallery 2, A Gallery of the Unspoken, I've chosen a poem titled, I Don't Know. I don't know exactly how many seconds there were between your final two breaths. I don't know if anyone else in the room just thought we would be watching and waiting forever. I don't understand the impurity of mixed fruit jam. I can't know if you died hungry or thirsty, grateful or knowing. I don't know if biting one by one through a dozen budded tulips would help. I don't know if you really thought people came back as birds, or whether it was your way of keeping the dead alive, not having to say goodbye. I don't know how seasick you were on all those cruises you took for him. I don't know if someone has your bureau in their house, if it still smells of the tea and sugar you stashed inside for years. I can't know how cold you were with no heating. I don't know if always wearing a vest, a jumper, and a cardigan helped. I don't know what it felt like when you undressed for bed. I know your cheeks were cold wax in the chapel of rest, that you looked peaceful and beautiful and young, that I wanted you then as a statue, so I could keep you with me forever. Mm-hmm. From Gallery 3, A Gallery of Love, this is That Coin. I imagine putting that pound coin in my mouth, tonguing it from heads to tails and back again. As you walked in, a clock somewhere struck 8, while the minute hand of the one I was eyeing clicked its 13th tick. Your hair, your skirt, your makeup, your eyes straight ahead told me you were out of my league. Then, that fumble of fingers had that coin falling from your grip. Your one flaw was all I needed to say my name. Like a one-armed bandit on 777, I rattled out the stories of my life, and still you said yes to a coffee I wouldn't make and paused on the bridge over the canal to kiss me. I could love that pound coin forever, take its metallic tang again. And again. From Gallery 4, A Gallery of Dreams, I've chosen the poem Rescuing the Giraffe. I count the tangled legs, make it 6, one head. So I count again. This time I make it a knotted 4. Its eyes are fixed on mine, as if I was its mother. But how do you retrieve a giraffe from an earthquake crack? And then, what do you do with it? The trees are bare, and I feel unqualified for this emergency act. I'm sure its skin will feel like suede, and those hot chocolate eyes implore. You are a poet, you owe me this, it says. So I sit on the edge, reach down my hands, pat its gentle rump. It is all muscle under that thin, soft skin. I stroke tentatively. Don't bite me, I say, and the giraffe is offended. Okay. What I mean is, it might be uncomfortable while I sort out your legs. It barely makes a sound as I work. Released feet scrabble to find their place on the jagged sides of the hole. It is ready for the haul. My arms cradle its stomach, leaving the legs to dangle, and I have him rising. He is as unsteady as the day he was born, skidding like a skater on their first rink. But finally he is up, shaking off confusion, and I am seeing the size of our shadows. From Gallery 5, A Gallery of Finality, this is Do Geese See God? You dry your eyeballs on a hotel hand towel to remind yourself it hurts. The head cannot tell the heart how it feels, and there are too many questions without answers. You can't even bring yourself to slip cream in your coffee. If she poured it in for you, would you take it? Air hardly enters this room because hotel windows do not trust you not to jump. You desire the guillotine of a sash window, no wedges, no disclaimers, because hotel windows do not trust you not to jump. Air hardly enters this room. Would you take it if she poured it in for you? You can't even bring yourself to slip cream in your coffee. Without answers, there are too many questions. the head cannot tell the heart how it feels, and to remind yourself it hurts, you dry your eyeballs on a hotel hand towel. These last two poems are from galleries that will remain unnamed. You'll just have to discover their locations on your next visit to Sue's unforgettable Museum of a Life. This poem is called, I Hate You. I hate you, said the cow. Yeah, she hates you, whispered the grass. Hates you. Hates you. It swished on and on. So I climbed the gate. Get off, you're too heavy, said the gate. Yeah, you're gonna break us, said the padlock on the chain. I stepped over a large muddy puddle, marveled at a greeny brown cow pat. Imagine creating that. Then I remembered that the cow hated me. And I ditched my admiration. Stop looking at me and notice how quiet it is, stupid, said the cowpat. I lifted my head to the clouds, caught the eye of a bird I couldn't name, saw its beak begin to open. I wondered if the silence would shatter like a pint glass, all splinters and nibs. Or just quietly split down the middle like surface ice on a pond. There's only one of you. The unknown bird was staring at me. I waited for it to cock its head. It remained still, a totem carved in the tree. You want me to repeat that, don't you? Mocked a heron standing on the path. You think I have ancient gray wisdom and the key to solitude. I did. I wanted to keep going, but as his wings opened like a prayer, I froze. The final poem is called An Apple for My Mum. I need to tell you exactly what color it was. Did you ever suck an American boiled sweet, a blue one, slip it out of your mouth, hold it to the sun to admire it, before sliding its smoothness back in and licking the wet sugar coating from the pads of your thumb and index finger? It was nearly that blue. And did you have that gel toothpaste so bright you squeezed it the full length of your brush's bristles, even though you knew the tube said pea-sized? The kind that had you wondering how blue made teeth white. It was almost that kind of blue, and it shone like the first strokes from a bottle of nail polish labeled Electric Blue. And there it was, hanging from the branch of a tree within reach, and no one had picked it. So I got it for her, that bluest of apples, and all the way to her house, excitement held my stomach captive as I imagined her biting into it or wanting to put it on display for the whole world to see. Thank you so much for joining me for this special episode of A Thousand Shades of Green in Between the Seasons, celebrating Welcome to the Museum of a Life, the striking new poetry collection from Sue Finch. You can find out more about Sue in the show notes, including a link to buy your own copy of her wonderful book. A Thousand Shades of Green was created and presented by me, Susan Richardson. All artwork was created by Jane Cornwell. A Thousand Shades of Green is produced by Joe Richardson.